Now, these two cases will be explained in the next Mishnah. Rosh Yeshurah means that somebody who forgot a sheaf in the beginning of a row, he has his sheaf set up in rows. And when he collected the sheaves from the rows, he forgot one of them that was in the beginning of a row. In such a case, it would not be shikha. And somebody who forgets a sheaf at the end of a row, sometimes also it's not shikha. And in that case, it will depend on the omer shekinegdo, on the sheaf that's in the row next to it. The sheaf in the row next to it will be mochiach, will teach us whether or not the one you forgot is shikha. These two cases will be explained and elaborated about in the next Mishnah. Ha'aymer shehichzut bo leholicho elayer v'shacho modim she'eno shecho. Somebody who took a sheaf from the field and he had in mind to bring it to the city, and meanwhile he forgot about it. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who argued about a similar case in the previous Mishnah, agree in this case that it would not be shecho. And since you had a mind to bring it to the city, even though you forgot about it in the interim, it would not be shikha. In the previous Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued about a case where you took the omer with the mind to bring it to the city, and you forgot about it, but you had put it next to something that will remind you about it. And in that case, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a machlokes. But in this case, you simply forgot about it without putting it next to something that will remind you about it. So in this case, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that it would not be shikha. The following are the beginnings of the rows. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that a Rosh Yeshurah is not shikha. Somebody who forgets a sheaf in the beginning of the row, it would not be shikha. And this Mishnah is going to elaborate about that. Shnayin she'yitchilu me'emtza Ashurah zepan of l'safa. The Zepan of Ludar. Somebody who has a sheaf set up in rows, and he is collecting the sheaf from the rows together with somebody else. The two of them together are collecting the sheaf from each individual row. When they start collecting the sheaf from a row, they start from the middle of the row. Each one of them goes to the middle and faces in the opposite direction. One faces towards the north, and one faces towards the south. One of them collects the sheaf in the direction of the north, and the other one collects the sheaf in the direction of the south. The shachlu lifneim v'lacharem, and they were collecting the sheaf from one of the rows. They forgot sheaf that were in front of them, and they also forgot sheaf that were behind them. Now, when we say they forgot sheaf that were in front of them, we mean to say that they skipped over one of the sheaf while they were collecting the sheaf. That's considered a sheaf that's in front of them, as it was in front of them when they started collecting. In other words, they started from the middle, and they had a bunch of sheaves in front of them when they started collecting, and they skipped over one of them and forgot about it. That's considered a sheave that's in front of them. And when we say they forgot a sheave that's behind them, we mean to say is that they didn't start from the middle. They started from the one next to the middle, and each one faced in the opposite direction. So since they didn't start from the middle, instead they started from the one next to the middle, there was a sheaf behind them that was not collected. That's considered the one that was forgotten behind them. Eshelofneim shikha, v'eshelacharem eno shikha. The sheaf that they forgot in front of them, the sheaf that they skipped over while they were collecting and forgot about, that's shikha. They have to leave that sheaf for the aniyim. But the sheaf that they skipped over behind them is not shikha. And the sheaf that was in the middle, and they skipped it over because they didn't start from the middle. Instead, they started from the one next to the middle. That's considered the beginning of a row. And since they started collecting this row from the middle, the sheaf that was in the middle and that wasn't collected is not shikha, as we said. Somebody who forgets a sheaf in the beginning of a row, it is not shikha. Therefore, they don't have to leave that one to the aniyim. They can go back and get that one. Yachid shehizcho me'roish hashura. This is the explanation of the second case of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah it says, which means sometimes the person forgets a sheaf at the end of a row, and that would not be shikha. As the oimer that's connecto, the sheaf that is in the row next to it, will be mochiah, will prove that the one that you forgot is not shikha, that you didn't actually forget it. And since you didn't actually forget it, it's not shikha. You don't have to leave it to danin. And now we're explaining that case. An individual who has his sheaves set up in rows, and he is collecting by himself the sheaves from the rows. And he starts from the beginning of a row, and he forgets sheaves both in front of him and behind him. Now, when we say he forgot a sheaf in front of him, meaning to say that he forgot a sheaf at the end of the row. For example, if his rows are set up with 10 sheaves in each row, he went ahead and collected the first 9 sheaves, but didn't collect the 10th sheaf. So that's what is meant when the Mishnah says that he forgot a sheaf in front of him. And he also forgot a sheaf behind him. And what the Mishnah means to say is that he skipped over one of the sheaves while he was collecting. He didn't collect all the sheaves. He skipped over and forgot one of them. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that he forgot his sheaf behind him. Shelefanav eino shikha. Ushelaacharav shikha. Mipnei shehu bebal tashav. The sheaf that he forgot in front of him, meaning to say, when he doesn't collect the last sheaf in the row, that sheaf is not shikha. While the sheaf that he forgot behind him, meaning to say he forgot one of the other sheaves in the row, he skipped over one of the sheaves and didn't collect it, that sheaf is shikha. He has to leave it to the aniyim, and the reason is because that is included in the iser of baal tashuva. The Torah teaches us that when you forget a sheaf in the field, you can't go back and retrieve it. And that sheaf that you skipped over and forgot, you're not allowed to retrieve it. You have to leave it to the aniyim. As opposed to the sheaf that you skipped over at the very end of the row, that sheaf is not considered shikha and is not included in the iser of baal tashuv. You are allowed to go back and retrieve it. And the reason is, like the previous mission said, because the omer shekenegdo mochiah, the sheaf that's in the row next to it, will prove that it's not shikha. Because there's two ways to collect the sheaf that are set up in rows. You can collect them from north to south, and you can collect them from east to west. So even though he started collecting the first row from north to south, and he didn't collect the very last sheaf at the end of the row, we don't know for a fact that the other rows also he's going to collect from north to south. Maybe he'll collect the other rows from east to west. And therefore, even though he did not collect the very last sheaf at the end of the row, maybe that's because he plans on collecting that row from east to west. And in that case, that sheaf is not forgotten at all. It's part of the very last row that is set up from east to west. And therefore, it's not considered shikha, as since the row next to it was not yet collected. It's possible that the row next to it, he won't collect from north to south at all. Instead, he'll collect it from east to west. And in that case, the sheaf that he supposedly forgot isn't forgotten at all, as it's part of the last row, which is from east to west, so therefore, it is not shikha. As opposed to the sheaf that he skipped over in the middle of the row, that sheaf, he did forget about it, as it's not likely that he left one sheaf in the middle of a row, and that row is going to collect from east to west, as opposed to the other row next to it, he's going to collect from north to south. That's not likely, but we're not collected in such an inconsistent way. As opposed to when he forgets the sheaf at the end of a row, it's possible that on that side he will collect that row from east to west, but the other rows is collecting from north to south, so therefore the sheaf that he forgot at the end of the row is not considered shikha at all and is allowed to go back and retrieve it. This is the general rule with regard to shikha. Kol shehu b'vatashuv shikha. Any produce that is forgotten and you would have to retrace your steps to go back and retrieve it, it's shikha, and you have to leave it for the aniyim. You're not allowed to go back and get it. V'she'eino b'baal tashuv, eino shikha. But any produce that is not forgotten, you don't have to retrace your steps to go back and get it. You had it in mind all along. It's not shikha, and you would be allowed to go back and get it. You don't have to leave it for the aniyim.